fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do something that I was probably done in pretty much every public school in the state of Texas. We're going to focus on the state of Texas for a few minutes this morning. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to inventory everything. That means food, tools, water, if you store water, ammunition, spare parts, everything, clothing, boots, socks, everything. You may be surprised at what you got. You might be shocked at what you don't have. All right. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, a company that manufactures a complete line of water filters. We like to focus on the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel water filter. And, of course, we discuss and mention all the others as well. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's been a great week. Very, very busy here. We've had a lot of calls and inquiries about all of our water products, you know, because of this event, you know, that happened last week.
I expect so. Well, Kirk, on this day, the 23rd day of February, 1836, was the beginning of the Battle of the Alamo. The following day, the 24th, the commander, Lieutenant Colonel William Travis, wrote a letter, and I'm going to read that letter. It's from the commandancy of the Alamo. I believe it went to his commander above him in the Texas Army, dated February 24th, 1836, to the people of Texas and all Americans in the world. Fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Ana. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion. Otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his honor and that of his country. Victory or death, William Barrett Travis, Lieutenant Colonel Commanding. Postscript. The Lord is on our side. With the enemy appeared in sight. When the enemy appeared in sight, we had not 3 bushels of corn. We have since found it in deserted houses, 80 or 90 bushels, and have gotten to the walls, 20 or 30 head of beef. So that began, I believe, went on about 2 weeks or so. And there's been, I think, 6 movies made. The first one was a silent film back in the 19-teens. I've seen at least 3 of those films, and that battle began today in 1836. And a very important part of American history, isn't it, Kirk?
It certainly is, and it represents a character that, you know, we don't see very often, especially in this day and age. Quite a thing.
Well, the North Vietnamese General Staff thought that the Americans in Vietnam would be soft and easy to conquer, and that they would easily surrender. They found out different when they came up against the American fighting man in Vietnam, that we'd never surrendered, and that that's simply the way it was in Vietnam. And fast forward to a few years ago, the Iranian Navy captured a U.S. Navy patrol boat, which had a couple dozen men and women on it. And these men and women were crying when they were captured and taken into custody as prisoners of war. They were crying. Now, I look at that as a matter of humiliation and embarrassment, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's always tough to, you know, judge from the outside looking in, but I agree completely. I mean, the general character of the fighting man and woman today is not what it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago, no question. And Absolutely. It was starting to become that way when I went into the service, which was in 78. And they were making changes back then that many of the senior, you know, people, you know, were against. And now, of course, it's had many, many decades, you know, to mature and develop to the point where we have a sloppy situation, you know, on our hands. And, you know, there's so much going on right now, and I'm sure you're aware, you know, all across the country, that, you know, the insight that you give, you know, every morning about Prepper's Tips is certainly very, very important at this stage of the game. And, you know, I'm convinced that we see actions taken by people within our system, you know, traitors within our system that are actually working behind the scenes to degrade not only the morale, but you know, the physical preparedness of what we have, our food supply, our medicine, our ability to create and build, you know, armaments and other important industrial items. All of this has been swept away. And, you know, they think they can sustain, you know, with this talk, you know, of wokeism and, you know, all these crazy things that we see. And it's just a big smokescreen, you know, designed to just make us weaker and easier to take over. And anyone that doesn't see that at this point is not reading enough of the material that's out there, because I believe these things are self-evident. How about you?
Well, they are self-evident. I had a speaking engagement in Austin, Texas, and a few years back, and I had the opportunity to go to San Antonio, which was about a 2-hour drive one way. And by the time we got there, it was nighttime, and I had my photo. It's one of my favorite photographs of myself, where I'm standing in front of the Alamo at night. It was good. The photographs taken at night, because in the daytime we would have had the 25-story high-rise buildings in the background behind the Alamo, which would have kind of taken away from the scene, I think. But getting back to what you were mentioning a moment ago, I left active duty from the Special Forces in January 1970. I went back into Special Forces in 1979. And then about a year or so later, back to my old outfit I was in Vietnam with, the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion. So that would have been about 80. I went back in there about 1980 or 81. After having been gone from that outfit since 1968. And everything had changed. There were women in the outfit, which we had never had any women when I was in, of course. So we're out training one day, doing a combat patrol, and we have a black female soldier with us who I noticed she's holding her fingers outstretched as she holds her M16 at low port arms while we're walking this combat patrol. And she was a sergeant. And I said, "Sergeant, what are you doing?" And she says, "Oh, more, I'm letting my nails dry." So so here I'm with a soldier walking a combat patrol, and she has to let her fingernail polish dry while she's working, walking patrol and holding her fingers outstretched from the M16 rifle.
Right. Yeah, very interesting.
Anyway, Kirk.
And this was 1970?
No, that would have been 70, about 1980.
Wow. Yeah, it's about when I was in. Wow.
Yeah, about 1980. during that time, I volunteered for the Sears course, which is known to be one of the toughest courses you can take, set up by Colonel Rowe, who escaped after being a prisoner at POW for 5 years in Vietnam. And so I'm training, working out, doing my running and sitting in sit-ups and push-ups. And they tell me about a month before the class starts that there's no money to send me there. Hmm. So I said, okay. So I started training for the air assault school a few months later. And the same thing happened. They said there's no money to send you to the school. I eventually quit because I was there to be a soldier, not to just collect a paycheck. And
right.
So when the first Gulf War began, I called up my buddies who were still with the outfit, and I volunteered to go, come back in, you know, and they said, "Moore, you don't want to be part of this. It's going to be a chemical battlefield. You want nothing to do with this." So I, it would have been a second, when we went to get Saddam Hussein, not the first Gulf War. But so I passed on that. And of course, now that I'm not at a point where I'll be doing anything with the active duty military anymore at this point in my career. But things changed dramatically when they started integrating women into the Corps, and not for the good, not for the good at all. Women's best use in any branch of military is in the medical corps. That's where they can make best use of their skills and be safe and be protected for the most part. We had some female nurses die in Vietnam from mortar and rocket attacks, I believe. But the job of the men worldwide is to protect the women, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you think we're at a point now where there's some women out there that are actually stronger and tougher than some of the men?
No. No.
Basically, you think it's a physical impossibility, huh?
It can't happen. I've mentioned this before, but it was in the mid-70s, about 76 or 77, when the Department of Defense decided to put women in West Point as plebes. That's the freshman class. So this is a big deal. They did a nationwide search for the most athletic, most intelligent, most highly motivated 18-year-old young ladies that they could find, and they did. That's who they brought in, the most athletic, most motivated, most intelligent 18-year-old young ladies they could find to be this first group of young ladies to be at the West Point. Not a single one of them, not one, had the strength to do the manual of arms with the M14 rifle, and they still can't in 2023. They simply don't have the upper body strength.
Very interesting.
And they had those rifles. They still had to pretend to do it, so they took the rifles to the armor, and the armor was instructed to cut the recoil spring to the point where it was weak enough that the women could pretend to do inspection arms, which they couldn't. And at that point, those rifles became display pieces and no longer could.
How much heavier is the M14 than the you know, common M16 or AR-15? Is it a lot heavier?
That's about 3 or 4 pounds heavier.
Yeah. Wow, that's substantial.
Yeah, and every physical standard had to be changed to accommodate the women because women could not meet those standards.
Does the M14 have a magazine that holds like 5 or 6 rounds? Is that what it is?
It's a 20-round magazine.
Oh, it is. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. M14 is basically an M1 Garand with modifications, is what it is, to put it in simple terms. So
yeah, I've never held one in my hands ever.
Right. Well, it's a rifleman's rifle. Of course, the M14 has an advantage over the M16 in that it doesn't jam after 300 rounds.
Right. Yeah, definitely the M16 and AR-15, that whole concept needs a lot of ongoing maintenance, yeah. For sure.
I was very blessed I wasn't forced to carry an M16 in Vietnam. I had a M14, I had an M1 carbine, I had a M1 Thompson submachine gun, I had my 1911. But my buddies who had M16s, they were on these, you ever hear the Brown Water Navy in Vietnam?
The Brown Water Navy, are they the people that were on the back rivers?
Right, on the rivers, like in the Mekong Delta.
Brackish rivers, yeah.
Yeah, and canals. Well, my buddies that were on those boats, they always had 3 M16s. A firefight would last just a few minutes, maybe 5 or 10 minutes at the most. And they would shoot one until it would jam, pick up the second one, shoot it until it would jam, and hopefully the third one would last until the firefight was over while they're escaping the ambush.
They didn't have machine guns mounted on those things?
Oh, not everybody had a machine gun.
Right.
There were 30 cals and 50 cals on these river patrol boats, but the rest of the crew had M16s.
I see.
Sometimes these canals were not much wider than 2-lane street. Very narrow. Very narrow. That's where John Kerry was on the Brown Water Navy.
Oh.
By the way.
Huh.
He's also a communist, but that's beside the point.
A lot of military people seem to be this day and age, at some level.
I don't know how.
Certainly socialistically bent. I don't know if I'd call it communist. But.
Well, one of the goals of integrating women into the Corps was to make the environment uncomfortable for alpha male warriors.
Crazy. Crazy concept. The whole thing is crazy. I don't understand. I know that certainly, I mean, just looking at the local, you know, information, you know, and the international information over the last couple of weeks, we can see that things are really accelerating. And this latest event, you know, that happened here in Ohio is going to have far-reaching effects in terms of food supply, water supply, all the things that we talk about all the time, and how important it is, you know, to be able to especially deal with the water that you've got, whether it be daily use or emergency. You know, most people don't realize, but this Ready Pure emergency gravity fed unit that we build and sell here at Water Revolution is a pretty unique device in that it really has a very, very high what we call purification quotient. And it's really able to remove a lot of the toxins and even chemicals from the drinking water or from groundwater, almost to the level that you see with a reverse osmosis powered, you know, device, which is pretty incredible. And, you know, I just think that to have one of those on hand to be able to either double treat your regular drinking water that you know must be contaminated at this point, or to be able to deal with groundwater, you know, or pond water in an emergency shutdown, so very, very important. And we've got that $100 discount for all the John Moore Radio listeners. And the price has been reduced from what it was last year. So we've got a big supply of units at this point, and we're looking to make sure that everybody that needs one of these has got it, and that we're doing everything we can to facilitate that. And for those that are in the Ohio and PA area and surrounding areas that are concerned, and we've spoken with a lot of those people this last week, we've also got a special going on for our Helix Purity, which is our premier water system, which is reverse osmosis-based. You know, mount under counter, not only has the full-blown purification of that, you know, permeate membrane, but also, you know, makes the water very, very healthy in the body with our energized media solution.
We have a break here, Kirk. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Music. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Spend less than $3,000 for a stove that has 99.5% efficiency, or $5,000 or $6,000 for one that has 75% efficiency. Your choice. Go to thelibertyman.com and check out the Liberator rocket heaters, rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel water filter that, instead of the fragile, and it is very fragile, I've seen it broken on a number of Berkey water filters, the spigot, it has a solid metal spigot that will probably last for generations, won't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. It's a very tough, we call it military grade unit.
Absolutely. And here's what you want to do. You want to get one for every two adults, one for every three children, and get one more, leave it unopened in a box for a high-quality, high-value barter item. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, if there's better on-hand barter items than the Ready Pure unit. I don't know what they could be. It's so important to be able to create purified, you know, clean, healthy water in any circumstance, and that unit will definitely allow you to do that. You want to have at least one and two on hand, no question.
Absolutely. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, President Trump had a major media coup yesterday, didn't he?
I saw that. I saw pieces of it. Very interesting.
And it looks like Sarah Palin is volunteering to be his running mate. I think she'd make a great vice president, don't you?
I don't know. Yeah, Sarah's okay. You know, I'd prefer to see a really, really strong, you know, communicator. Not that Sarah's a terrible one. I just don't know. I mean, it's going to be. I'm not convinced we're going to make it to that election. I think we're going to see things accelerate, you know, to the point where they'll forestall it. That's my opinion.
Well, I was recruited and accepted the position of being the president CEO of the only PAC, President Trump PAC, that had a brick and mortar office during the 2016 election. And we were ready to go when COVID happened and all the lockdowns, and it was just a mess, and we shut down the office. But I'll never support President Trump at that level again. I'll probably vote for the man unless there's somebody better that comes along. But he needs to come clean, and it may be too late, on his support for the vaccines, which has killed tens of thousands and will eventually kill millions of people as this moves forward. It is unacceptable that this man supported the vaccine, continues to support the vaccine, stating publicly he thinks he did good. That is completely unacceptable in my opinion, and I won't be able to support him at the level I did before. Ron DeSantis, if he runs, I may become a supporter. Ron DeSantis, he looks like the next best choice to me, but we shall see. And you're right, Kirk, we may or may not get to even having an election. World War III might be very disruptive to that whole process, couldn't it?
I think so. I think based on what we're seeing now, I mean, it certainly seems like there's a lot of armaments build up in these areas overseas. And I think there's a lot of activity going here at the U.S. I you know, the plane flight activity, lower flying planes, not airliners, but military planes in my area is probably five times the volume of what it was. And this is just in the last two or three weeks. And the spraying that's going on is intense. And these are not planes that are spraying this stuff. I mean, these are some kind of drone vehicle or other thing that I've never, you know, seen before. You can see them clearly in the sky. And, I mean, the patterns are everywhere. I don't know if people are experiencing that all over the country or if it's just here. This area is a pretty rural area. I mean, we're about 5 hours outside of Washington. I don't know if that plays into it or not. But just a tremendous
amount. Is your area an MOA?
I'm sorry?
Is your area an MOA?
You mean, is it in an actual flight path?
No.
I'm not up on all that.
On the FAA charts, surely you've looked at the FAA charts for where you live, haven't you?
I never have, no.
Well, then you don't know. And this is for everybody, not just for Kirk. The FAA prints charts, navigation charts for the entire planet, including the United States. And MOA is a military operational area, and those areas are marked in purple on the navigation charts. If you're under the, and I'm at the edge of one of those, and we get to see several times a year what amounts to air shows, where the F-15s and the Warthogs and the so forth practice dogfights, and they're shooting flares and doing their loop-de-loops and all the rest of it, doing things that can't be done otherwise, unless they're in an MOA, including flying at low altitude, by the way. So, Kirk, get yourself the FAA chart for your area, and you'll find out.
Yeah, my guess is this is cargo or transport planes.
They don't fly at low altitude. It's just too dangerous. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and woke up.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah,
indeed. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You haven't been there for a few days, you'll now see the John Moore Ozark Symposium. This is the first week of August. The beautiful Wildwood Springs Resort in Steelville, Missouri, my hometown. It will be a full week with the attendees being my live studio audience every day from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll have dinner together. We'll have a great time, and the details are there at thelibertyman.com. If you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner, quite frankly. Not sleeping well at night, you also need an energy cleaner. Are you concerned that it won't work? Well, no worries, mate, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. We'll talk more about that at the bottom of the third hour. So check that out at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Kirk, the Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, has given the St. Louis City prosecuting attorney, circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, about 4.5 hours to resign. She has to resign by noon today, or he will commence proceedings to remove her from office against her will. The break point was a teenage girl from Kentucky was up here as a athlete to participate in some volleyball competition. Walking down a street in St. Louis, downtown, she was struck by a car driven by a man who should have been in jail because of his ongoing criminal issues, pinned between the two cars, and ended up having both her legs amputated. That was the break point. That was a breaking point for the Missouri Attorney General. I'm sure the governor. They said, we've had enough of this communist woman whose funding to run for office was from George Soros. More than two dozen of her own attorneys in her office have resigned under protest since she became St. Louis Circuit Attorney, prosecuting attorney. St. Louis police are always at odds with her. And today is the day when it comes to a head, and it's past time, don't you think, Kirk?
Sounds crazy. I don't know much about the story, but it sounds pretty indicative of what we see all over the place in these Democrat-run city areas, no question.
Right. Well, St. Louis City has become a, in terms of the city government, a haven for communists, and they've pretty much got a lock on the mayor's office. The prosecuting attorney and the board of aldermen has a number of active communists. It's a shame. This beautiful city, what has become to it? But it looks like the Missouri Attorney General is doing the right thing today. Finally, it took a lot to get him to this point. He's tolerated this for too long, in my opinion. But the thing that broke the straw that broke the camel's back was this innocent teenage athlete involved in a automobile accident as a pedestrian, innocent pedestrian, losing both her legs. She could have lost her life easily as a consequence of direct consequence of the actions of this Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney, prosecuting attorney of St. Louis City. So I'm glad to see it happen, and we'll see what I'll be watching the news at noon to see if she's resigned or not. And I hope she tries to make a stand and not be resigned, because that would bring out, everything would be brought out for the public to review if she puts up a fight instead of just peacefully resigning.
Is she the head DA in St. Louis?
Right. She is the district attorney, right? Ah. Right. Prosecuting attorney. In most counties, they're called prosecuting attorneys. In St. Louis, they call them district attorney. Same thing. When a substantial number of the lawyers that work for you resign in protest, something's wrong, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So the thing that's not being talked about as much as it should be is when you burn these chemicals in Palestine, Ohio, you create dioxin. Instead of pumping them out, containing them and pumping them out, they could have put the fires out, what little fires there were. But this dioxin is the most dangerous part of all this, and it's going to be affecting that area for 500 to 1,000 years.
Terrible.
Causing all kinds of health problems, cancers, birth defects, stillborn babies, and so forth. We have a caller on hold here, Kirk. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry to bother y'all so early, but I had to say this because all these things going on in the whole world, I just listened to Paul Begley, and he's going, over the new earthquakes and all the flooding and all the bad things going on in Brazil. Well, you see, what it is when they accept homosexuality, they get judgment. And that's exactly what it is. And those spirits can be thrown out if people really believe it. There's a scripture. It says, until the spirits poured out from on high and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field becomes accounted for a forest, and judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and the righteousness shall remain in the fruitful field. So the Bible says it. I mean, if you want to participate in all this LGBT things that keep children from being born, and I know you've told me they can have kids. I know that, but you see what I'm saying is that judgment's out here, and people just need to say, well, let me see if I can't clean up my area so this don't happen. I'm not saying that's what's going on in Palestine, Ohio, because Trump's over there right now bringing big long trucks full of Trump water. Just get Trump water and all the things that they need. But what I would like to say is, I know you've talked about this, John, but I'm wondering if my gas mask would that I have would actually put a filter on it that would make you be able to stand it. How's Trump standing it?
There's gas masks that would the commercial gas masks have you have access to about 20 or more different filters that can be changed out as necessary, depending on what it is you have to deal with there, Pat.
So
do you have a commercial gas mask?
I don't know what kind it is. I just can't take burning wood, and I have had to buy it, but I have three people around me burning wood, and I couldn't go in my yard. So I don't know what kind it is. It's real old.
It needs to be that 3M commercial that John's talking about. I use it for chemicals and things that I work with, and totally different than what's available locally in the, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or even normally online. They're about $150.
Okay.
And, you've got additional, you know, expense with the filtration. But John, I mean, isn't this stuff going to get on the food, on the surfaces, on the cars, on the water supply? I mean, the gas mask might mitigate some of those issues, but that stuff is coming in, you know, to the environment.
Well, you can't live. A gas mask is meant to be a temporary measure,
sure,
giving you time to escape the affected area. That's what they're meant to do.
Yep, I agree.
So that's Pat. Any got anything else for us?
Well, they changed the rules of the railroad just before that happened. That's real suspicious, but you know, it's like everybody wants to get by with all they can get by with, you know, railroad wise and all that stuff. But another thing too, I'm 80 and I'm a scientist, and I just noticed that this happens and that happens and this happens and happens, and I've seen a lot of times where the devil makes a mistake, and he gets, instead of getting the Palestine that's over there lobbing missiles on Israel right now, he gets one in Ohio, and those are good people there. I know that's far out, John. You'll say that's way too far out for me, but I've just noticed that, and it's kind of sad, you know. Innocent people get hurt. But everything's for good. The Bible says all things work together for the good of them love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So maybe that area there is really Trump's area. And so he's just over there showing him that he appreciates them. So I hate to see you say that you won't forgive him, because, you know, we don't know what everything's all about. Why we have to just pray for everybody and they all get saved, and who knows what everything's all about. We don't totally. Just try to survive. Stay alive. That's what I think. And so I'll let you go. I just want to get my two cents in.
Okay, thank you, Pat. The call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, these military surplus gas masks, a military issue. They're meant for one thing. That's chemical agents on a battlefield. That's what they're meant for, and for short term use. I'm not sure what the current issue U.S. military is, but the one that when I was in was called the M17.
Right, that's what we had,
which was good for 17 hours.
Right,
and then you had to change the filter, but you couldn't change the filter unless you removed the gas mask first and took it all apart.
I don't feel like that had the filtration capability that the new 3M commercial system does at all. But it was effective against that one. Certainly, what was that? What was the gas that they gave us in basic training?
The gas
that they tested us with in basic training?
It was CS tier gas.
There you go, CS, right. Yeah,
not a big deal.
No.
It is the first time you're exposed to it. And we did, I don't know if it's changed the protocols, but we had to go through the gas chamber once a year when I was in. And I don't know if they still do that or not.
I went through once, and that was in basic training.
Yeah. Well, the first time is pretty horrendous, but after that, you know what to expect. It's not quite so bad. And
that's nothing compared to some of these chemicals and how they work in the body and, you know, the insidiousness of the long-term exposure. You know, the problem is, as you know, is they attack the body's ability to perform its normal function, which increases over time. And that's what this dioxin does. They say it's the most lethal chemical out there that can be produced. I don't like the surrounding circumstances of this event. You know, there was a big movie that was made. I think it was on one of the big cable networks that came out that was about a train derailment that caused a chemical release. And this was only like a year ago. And, you know, the star of that was Adam Driver, who's got a lot of notoriety right now in Hollywood. And then you had this, they tried to pass out these indicator bracelets. You saw that, I assume.
Oh, they didn't try. They did. They began a week before the event. Was a little electronic device you strap on your upper arm that would monitor your heart rate, your respiration, and, bonus, tell the authorities where you were.
Well, I say try because there were a lot of people that didn't actually go pick it up. I mean, obviously, you know, they just.
Well, it was only 1 week. It was only 1 week into the program when the derailment happened. Typically, that kind of thing takes a while for people to want to participate, not just 1 week.
Right. You know me. I don't like coincidences.
Right. Well, it's, what can you say?
None of us know the real thing. But, I mean, it just seems like, you know, between these burnings and the fires and the destruction and, you know, these events that are happening, you know, that involve these terrible chemicals, it's all an issue. You know, I mean, people need to be more prepared now than ever before. And that's before we talk about the threats, you know, in Europe. It's just crazy. Crazy set of circumstances.
Well, my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, is going to make sure from this point forward that the fruits and vegetables we get do not come from the areas downwind from Palestine, Ohio, which is a lot of agricultural area. And it's going to change this country in a number of ways, none of them for the good. The smart people would be evacuating Palestine, Ohio, and never coming back. Quite frankly, that's what needs to happen. And I need to remind people there's parcels of real estate in my neighborhood, including a three-bedroom home in Bismarck, Missouri, for only $79,000 ready to move into.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
It is a great deal. And, of course, larger, more expensive properties that a family or several families may come together and buy that to have a safe haven away from this affected area. Kirk, you know, what you do is in good times helps people be healthier. In bad times, the equipment you sell is a matter of life and death, isn't it?
It's not an option, folks. If you don't have the ability to purify water that you can find either on your property or in a swimming pool or elsewhere, or even just to as a stopgap measure against your own drinking water supply, which at this point we see can be, you know, affected pretty easily, these units are absolutely essential. Absolutely essential equipment.
It is. It's not optional. There's some things that are optional, some things are not. And having a high-quality gravity feed countertop water filter is not optional. It really isn't. Let's see. I think we got a call here. It looks like Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Mrs. Moore. Oh, Kurt. Listen, I wanted to touch on a couple of things that Pat was talking about. You know, I was kind of miffed at Trump, you know, when he gave that party down there in Mar-a-Lago for those homosexuals and everything. And I said I couldn't support him anymore and everything. And, but here's where I kind of like, when he went down there to that Palestine there area and he gave out water and food to these people at his own expense, by the way. This came from his own pocket. And the Bible tells us, you know, I think Pat will appreciate that, we're supposed to give and take care of the widow and the orphaned. And the way I see it is that this city has been orphaned by the federal government, you know. These people have been, the federal government being the parent and them being the child, they've been orphaned and they're not being taken care of. And so I see Trump fulfilling scripture in this way. And so I'm going to get back on board with him. But I tell you, if he doesn't discount what he did with these vaccines and he doesn't start telling the truth about and apologize and ask for people to forgive him on that issue, I think it'll definitely hurt him. He can't continue to.
You want to
get the hold over a little bit? Yeah.
We got a break. We're right back. Everybody, stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there on my Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Charlie, you want to finish it, wrap up your comments, please, sir?
Yeah, I guess that's about all I wanted to say. I do want to add a little comment about this Kevin McCarthy. I think he's betrayed us. When he said he was going to deliver out and give out all these all the tapes, you know, from what happened up there on January 6th and everything, he didn't do that. He sent them to Fox News and Tucker Carlson, but that's not, now they're going to be filtered to Fox News and Tucker Carlson. No, he needs to give these things out on a website somewhere where everybody in the United States can access them. That's giving them to the people. This man lied to us again. He's obfuscating for the same people, that he shills for. Nancy Pelosi, the whole bunch up there. He's turned his back on American people already. That's his first one. And yeah, I think Trump was right with what he did by giving these people this food and this water. I think that was a good thing. But he needs to own up to what he did with the vaccines. He's got to do that too. All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. We appreciate it. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We've only got a few minutes before the top of the hour break. And Dr. Horowitz, we keep plugging away here every week, don't we, sir?
We do. We do. I just want to mention everybody that you can access information on the Ready Pure Drinking Water Unit at thelibertymanwater.com or libertymanwater.com. Both will lead you there. And you can reach us here direct at the company at 336-525-1015.
And all your filters and accessories are in stock, ready for immediate shipment?
They are, sir.
All right. So if a person placed an order this morning on Thursday the 23rd, when would it be shipped out?
Typically it ships tomorrow on Friday, unless it's we're a little behind on the builds for some of the larger equipment, and then it would be Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Ready Pures go out right away.
Okay.
We're ready with Ready Pures.
Well, Kirk, get yourself an FAA aeronautical chart for your area, and you'll learn things you never knew about where you live.
Okay, so FAA, it's called aeronautical chart.
You're right, the nautical charts, the aviation charts, which cover the entire country.
Interesting. I'll check it out.
These charts have markings on them and indications of things you can't possibly know even exist unless you've got those charts.
Is that a government thing, or is that something you get from the
Federal Aviation Administration?
I see. Right. Okay. All right.
Right. It is the federal government. Right.
Well, have a great weekend, John.
Well, you do the same, my friend, and we'll be talking again next.
That event looks exciting. Is that July? Is that when that is?
First week of August.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it looks like a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place, and celebrating 100 years in business.
Ah, that's great. Yep. Nice historic. Yep. Okay, well, have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Top of the hour break, we'll have Dr. Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.